Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get right to the people. A lot of people with a lot to say. We also have Roger Goodell who talked. Hey, you ready for more football over a longer period of time? I swear to God, man. More games?
It's just the greed. Okay. We'll get to it.
You had to know they weren't stopping that.
I understand it. It doesn't mean I have to like it. We'll do it in the 5 o'clock.
It's like the college football playoff. Let's throw a weird number out there so when we round it off, it won't look that bad.
There's no better person to start this out with than the man that the National Football League and Metro Detroit owe a debt of gratitude to.
Not only that.
Just kidding. It's not the same DJ.
Okay.
I'm being informed by David. This is a man who doesn't clean the roads. So it's just normal DJ. Right. 97.1. Deej, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, Rico. How are you guys doing?
Good, hey, pal. What's on your mind?
So I went to the first round last night, and I have to say, they cleaned up the city really well for that event last night. That's the nicest I've probably seen the city in a while. So I think they did a real good doing that.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked really good on TV as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of people there, and it's pretty funny. I don't know if you guys know, they had to close the doors down at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Because they reached too many people.
Yeah, Detroit showed up and set the record. There's no one who's attended a draft
crazy,
like this.
Another thing, how do you feel? I like the pick for the Lions. You know, he's obviously the first corner on the board in these drafts. Really good player. Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, best player. Another thing, Mike, how do you feel about the Giants taking Neighbors?
Look, a million people down here asked me about it, too. I'm fine with it. It's just my team sucks. We're terrible. We have so many problems that, wonderful. Malik Neighbors is great. My quarterback's in a neck brace, so it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to get excited.
Why does your team hate Big G? Big G had one request.
I know. He wanted a Dunze. I know.
One request.
You don't think I heard about that this morning?
Stinking thing.
I know.
And
no,
you took somebody else.
No, it's just.
You know what that means, right?
What?
That Adunze is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right, and Neighbors is going to be ass.
Right.
I know. Okay. I'm prepared for this outcome. Right. You know this.
Okay.
No, and again, like everyone's like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. We still suck. We don't have a quarterback. None of it. That's where I get so upset with the people who do this nonsense with Goff. You have a quarterback. He's good. I know he's not perfect or he's not Pat Mahomes. Wow, what a sin. But the other side is you could be me. Quarterback, wheelchair, neck brace. Awful. That's my life. Just pay Jared Goff and be done with it. Like, what are we doing? Just pay the guy. Seriously.
So why do you make fun of my quarterback?
Because Brock Purdy sucks.
Okay.
And I love it. I can't wait till you pay him $50 million a year. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. I just want to say that the Lions pick, I liked. That was the first ever Lions draft after 30 years of Lions drafts that I've had to wait so long. But I agree that either we need a pass rusher or offensive line in the second round.
And I would love an offensive lineman here, especially because a lot of the interior guys are still there. And I'll say it again. People have to stop viewing it like, well, I have my starting five. This guy won't play. There's no scenario you go through a season and everyone stays healthy for the whole year. Look at last year. Jonah missed five games. Those games Jonah Jackson missed, you rushed for 50 less yards a game. Mm-hmm. By drafting one of these guys, and whether it's a Powers Johnson out of Oregon or a BB out of Kansas State or Frazier, the kid out of West Virginia, if you have a guy that can play center guard, think about the depth and the coverage it gives you. And at worst, it's a replacement when Zeitler's gone next year or if and when Frank Ragnow retires. I think they're powered by their offensive line. And it's also, yes, it's a reinvestment in your quarterback as well.
You can't have enough arms in the bullpen or shooters off the bench.
Yes.
You need to have depth in the offense and defensive line. So I don't want to piggyback and, you know, be a yes man, but Brad Holmes has been hitting on blackjack every single time. So, yeah. And, you know, if he's drafting all pros, you got to believe in him. He's not Matt 100%. Millen or.
Yeah. Hey, man, look.
Yeah, he's like Nick Papagiorgio at the, table.
Yeah, in that Craig Monroe blazer. Yeah, exactly. No, but, hey, when you're on that run, when you're on the heater, enjoy the ride because it's not going to last. No GM has ever beat the percentages.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now you'll get hot. You're in a hot stretch right now where Holmes has helped build a Super Bowl team. You know, there's going to be mistakes. That's just part of being human. You're drafting men, not machines.
Now, to go along with what you said about trading a future pick.
Oh, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, Holmes only done that one time.
Okay.
Where he traded a future, and that was back in 2021.
You'll know you're living a charmed life if they just sit there and one of these old linemen falls right in their laps.
That may happen.
It very well could, because I think it's going to be a massive run on defensive players.
Because I think this is going to be one of those things where there's going to be an old lineman there that they're going to rank higher than what Mel Kiper and the other draft Knicks are saying. Oh, well, this guy has to go. No, no.
Right.
But like I said, I'll give you the name in the next hour based off of just the whole RAS score. But there's an old lineman that's going to be there. When they draft, it's possible that they could take him, and it'll be something that I think would really help them out in later years.
I'll say it again. I've only heard of three of these players you named.
I know, because that fourth one is
248-539. 97-97. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get back to the callers as well. Enrico, 7 minutes. He'll give you, again, we had a nice little grouping of players that the pick was going to come from that. It did. It was Arnold. Rico's got his abacus out, and he's got another little list here. So we're going to see if we can go two for two. David, what do you got on ticket text?
Lions need to draft an offensive lineman with this next pick. Trade whatever you have to do to get that offensive lineman.
May not have to.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's – I think you have to let a little bit of it play out here. You got to let this thing get near 40. You can't go paying some wild premium unless it would be unforeseen. But if Brad Holmes has got a top 20 grade on a guy and the guy's still sitting there, then do you essentially say, look, I'm walking out of here with two first-round picks?
Right. Now, if that's the case, then I wouldn't let it play. I wouldn't pull a Jansen and let it play out. You just go up and move and get in the 30s. If you're going to give away a future pick, don't half-step. Just go up, say, here's my number two this year, here's my number two next year, and go get that guy if you think that's the guy.
David, go ahead, buddy.
I don't care about future picks. F them picks. I want to win a Super Bowl.
We got Les Snead on the line. No, and there's an element of that I agree with. But remember something now. You're already doing that. Let's be very fair. You traded a third to get Carlton Davis, and you traded your other third to move up last night. That is the aggressive way. Mm-hmm. Just because you're not, you know, like the Rams having their first-round pick since 2016 is not where I want to be. That's not how I think you can run a football team. You're already being aggressive. I was just offering you the real, you know, like the Red Bull edition of aggressive. Like you're seven of those deep. We're moving up for Frazier.
Okay.
Still like the third name on your list.
Okay.
I have Rico's list we're going to get to.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.